Welcome to Wine About Wine. My name is Earl Ray Neal. Please join me as Dr. Serge, the wine guy, takes us through his family's multi-generational journey from the old country in Italy to becoming one of the United States' most unique wine distributors through its online portal, PastaAndVino.com. Hear the story of the 150 wines of PastaAndVino.com as it can only be told by Dr. Serge, the wine guy. Thank you for joining us again for our next edition of Wine About Wine. My name is Earl Ray Neal, and as always, I'm here with Dr. Serge, the wine guy, and we are going to be talking about our special edition ACASA presentation to celebrate Mother's Day. So I'm very excited about that. And I will turn it over to Serge, and we're going to start talking about the wines. We have some olive oils that we're excited about that's going to go into the package this month, and also some pasta, which I'm excited to get my hands on that. So how are you doing, Dr. Serge?
I am well and excited for our next offering here. The wine has a fanciful name of Madre, which in Italian means mother. Madre comes from a grape called Manzoni Bianco. Manzoni Bianco is actually a cross developed in the 1930s in near Veneto in Treviso by a professor, Luigi Manzoni, who would teach his classes about wine and viticulture by crossing things. Well, this was something that was a real big hit for many reasons that we'll discuss a couple here. But the interesting thing about this wine is that they originally thought, and for many years, since he passed away, looked at his notes, but they couldn't understand what two grapes he crossed, and they really thought it was Riesling and Chardonnay. But it wasn't until maybe 2-3 decades ago when they started doing DNA testings, and it showed that instead of Riesling and Pinot and Chardonnay, it was actually Riesling and Pinot Bianco. Hence, when you look at this bottle, it is in what we call a Riesling bottle. But what is striking about this wine, other than the great story behind it, is that its unique ability to adapt to wherever, most places that you plant it. And it's extremely resistant to diseases. Now, over the last 40 years, the grape itself has become pretty scarce because Italian wine producers have moved to a lot of these international grapes, Merlot, Chardonnay, and all that we hear every day. And so Manzoni Bianco now is quite rare. We have Susie, my wife here, who is going to tell us a little bit more about the wine itself. It is a beauty, and we are definitely excited for mothers on Mother's Day on this wine, since it's called Madre.
Happy to have you, Susie. I've been very excited about getting you on the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be on this side of the podcast for once.
So what do you think? What do you think about the wine?
I love this wine. I love the story behind this wine. So we love this family that makes the wine. They created this wine from this elegant grape that Serge just talked about, and it makes a very simple wine. And once you see the bottle, you'll see that this beautiful blue on the label and this gorgeous wax top over the cork, this beautiful blue, which actually when the Ciscone children, Gloria, Domenico, and Graziella made this wine, they of course made it for their mother, hence the name Madre. And the blue that you'll see on that wax is the exact match of their mother Chiara's eyes. And I was remembering this story through talking with them recently, and it just gives you chills that, you know, they love her so much. They created this elegant, simple wine, and they consider it to be like a hug because it's very simple and warm, reminiscent of mothers. And so that's why we thought it was the perfect wine for Mother's Day and to share with you all. It is a white with some peach scents and some lime and fresh herbs. It is a little bit acidic, but it's very balanced, so it's a soft wine, of course. And the mineral qualities that you taste in it make it perfect for a very, very simple dish. And so we have a recipe for everybody featuring an organic pasta, tagliatelle. And we are just pairing it with some mushrooms and arugula, olive oil, and we made some seared scallops with it. You can make anything you want, but the wine goes really, really well with any seafood, chicken, salami, pretty much whatever you want. So it is a fantastic way to maybe honor your mother or your wife for Mother's Day.
So let me get this straight. Would it be safe for me to assume that you are expecting this to be made for you on Mother's Day?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. I think that's a hint, Dr. Serge. Yeah. Also have some spices.
Yes.
This month, which is an interesting addition. Why don't you talk about those a little bit?
So those are from some friends of ours in Calabria, the area where Serge's parents were born and raised, and they are just some traditional spices that would be used in traditional Calabrian cooking. They are spicy, so if you like spice, then these are perfect for you. They are known for Calabrian peppers, and so they have each of these spices has those peppers dried in there, and you can use very little on pasta or meat dishes, chicken, salads. You can do whatever you want with it.
So when Serge is making this for you for Mother's Day, is he going to use the spice on the scallops and then add that to the olive oil and pasta, or will he spice that up with the pasta?
You could do either, or you could even just make a nice dipping oil and serve some bread.
Never even thought of that. Talk about the, sometimes, I was obviously raised in the country, and I know sometimes, as well traveled and highly educated as you both are, that I say and do things that sort of make you roll your eyes. But one of the things that I said early on in my friendship with Serge was, he was talking about olive oil. I was like, oh, I just buy my olive oil at the local, and I said the local, like, box store, and I thought he was going to fall out of his chair. He's like, oh, that's not olive oil. That's just not olive oil. And so he gave me something to try. It was an olive oil made by this same company, and it's just I can't describe it. It's just different. It's amazing, and I understand why he was so offended by me saying, "Oh, I just get it at the local box store, and just olive oil is olive oil," when it very clearly is not. And you won't understand that until you try it. So, why don't you talk a little bit about the olive oil and what your experience with that has been?
Sure. So we had the privilege years ago to visit this family farm in Calabria again. And they have their own olive groves. They can pick the olives, process them, and prepare them for bottling in 4 hours, which is a great sign for the freshness of the olive oil that you're going to be enjoying. The darker the bottle, the better, because if you find bottles in the store that are clear and you think that you're getting a great olive oil because it's yellow, it must be light, you're probably mistaken, because the light is actually harming the olive oil in that container. So you always want to look for a bottle, jar, glass that is dark in color to make sure that it is the olive oil inside that bottle is being protected. You want to look for olives that are 100% coming from Italy if you really truly want an Italian olive oil. The least amount of processing, the better, of course. So, and it's hard to know that unless you can find a trusted source, which is what we hope that Pasta and Vino can be for everyone, because we research these families and the products, and we get to know the families and the products, and that's what makes Pasta and Vino special.
Not only do you research them, but I want our audience to know you all literally just got back from Italy.
Yes, we did.
So the wines that you're talking about tonight, you were with them. I'm excited because we're going to post our first video.
Yes.
On pastaandvino.com. And that's a video of you with the family members, I think, and maybe in the background, but mm-hmm. you talking to someone about the wine that we're featuring this month. And I thought that was just simply amazing that we're going to get this in the hands of our customers, and you just spent time with them. So it's not just research. You've been there. You've feet on the ground where it's made. So tell us sort of, you went with Serge. Mm-hmm. So tell us how that went.
We went to Italy specifically for one of the largest wine shows called Vinitaly, and it was my first trip to experiencing this. But one thing that we pride ourselves in is knowing the families and truly having a relationship with each family that makes these wines, so that, like I said, we can be a true testament of what's in the bottle. So we got to visit with numerous producers that we work with, including the Italo Chiscon family, and spent quite some time with them. Got to do a wonderful video with Erica, who works with the family. She's not one of the siblings, but she works with them, and she kind of fits in just as a family member, and we love her too. But it was wonderful to share and talk with them and visit at the show. And hopefully now that we can travel some more again, we'll be able to do more in person.
I look forward to it. I look forward to seeing where you go and what you get into. I have an announcement to make. Serge, you're fired. Next month, it will be Wine About Wine with Earl Ray and Susie. She's just done a fabulous job, and I have so enjoyed our time together. I mean, it's just amazing.
This was fun.
I'm good with this. I'm very happy. It frees me up to do some other things. But I do want to mention one thing that I want to stress to everybody, and that is the spices are not hot. They are Southern Italian hot. They are Southern Italian hot, a little bit too much, and you will be sweating. So be careful when you use them. Don't touch your eyes or your face.
Go light.
Those Southern Italians can really eat spicy.
I'm glad you brought that up, because there's another thing that I want to mention. I had to touch this.
I know. Thing, so. It's okay.
I was told, so you know, specifically before the podcast, not to touch the packaging on the pasta. So, of course, what am I doing? Touching the packaging on the pasta. We listen to our customers' feedback. If you're a member of ICASA, take this opportunity to tell you how much we appreciate that. We listen to your feedback. And so let's talk real quickly about pasta cooking time, because one of the things that I heard back from one of our members was, well, you know, I cooked, it was fantastic. I cooked the pasta, the 12 minutes that you told me to cook it, and it was just still a little, I think the word they used was gummy. It wasn't done enough. So, you know, me being, you know, not a pasta expert and cooking expert, I asked, you know, Serge about that. And so here's your answer. So just remember, the spices are hot. And mm-hmm. then we're going to talk about, you're going to see something now. You're going to see two different cooking times for pasta,
in our recipes.
So yes.
Talk about that a little
Well,
bit.
You're calling it two different, but I would call it the right way and everybody else's way. So in my family, I do it the right way. And I like it, that gummy, that what we call al dente. And the rest of my family usually likes it as if it's about to, I don't know, come apart to be shredded. And I, that's just not.
Is that Italian, Americanized though?
I'm not going to say it's Americanized. Well, I'm just not going to say it's Italianized.
Okay. So when in Italy and I order pasta, which is it going to be most similar to?
Italy has so many different types of, so many regions and so many different types of ways to do things. I'm going to just say that most will do it the al dente. They will cook it until it's not completely hard. But I am sure, just like we have here, there are people who prefer it softer just because we're all different. But the right way in my family, even though we fight about it every time we make pasta, is al dente.
So let me translate that for you all. The pasta gets cooked the way Susie says it gets cooked. All right. Thank you all very much for joining us. We really appreciate your interest in what we are doing at Pasta and Vino. You know, we're working hard to truly brand this concept. We want to bring a taste of Italy right there to you in your home. And we appreciate the feedback that we get. So feel free to leave us feedback on the website. We do look at it. We will talk about it. And we look forward to talking with you again next month when the next edition of Wine About Wine is published.
On behalf of all of us at PastaandVino.com, we want to thank you for your support and for spending some time with us as we walk you through our wine portfolio. If you're like us and you believe food without wine is breakfast, then you'll fit right in with the PastaandVino.com family. We hope you will subscribe and join us next month for the next edition of PastaandVino.com's Wine About Wine. Welcome to Wine About Wine. My name is Earl Ray Neal. Please join me as Dr. Serge, the wine guy, takes us through his family's multi-generational journey from the old country in Italy to becoming one of the United States' most unique wine distributors through its online portal, PastaandVino.com. Hear the story of the 150 wines of PastaandVino.com as it can only be told by Dr. Serge, the wine guy.